Good afternoon, Audio Boo Birds. This is Ben, Blind Birder on Audio Boo, Foursquare, Skype, Swarm, and Twitter. I'm on one of the smoothest trains I have ever been on. Michael Hansen would not... You may not like this one because it's... There's no... Daga-daga-duga-daga-daga-daga-duga to it. It's just...
Pretty good size, huh?
Yeah. It's one of those trains you're going 75, 80 miles an hour and it doesn't feel like you're going 20. It feels like you're putt-putting.
Oh,
I
love it.
I don't want to have your tickets ready. I don't know if that was a fair dude.
He was? I don't know what he is.
Oh.
He's just...
One of the train
the
people?
The host.
Oh, that was a train host call control.
Wow.
Oh, okay. So where are we right now? We're in between...
Well, we're north of Salt Lake.
We're about 200 west in Salt Lake, Utah. I love the system up here once I know what the bird's going on. I really, really do.
They have a bunch of horses up here, man.
Ah. Just out on a pasture? Or?
Yeah. Maybe this is Logan, I don't know.
Logan?
Yeah. Anyway, we're north of Salt Lake. I don't know what town we're in.
Logan's this close?
Yeah.
Wow.
I don't know where we are.
Well, I'll tell you here in a minute. So anyway, okay. So when we started there, we were in Centerville, Utah, whatever the heck that means.
Central.
Oh, okay. This thing said Centerville.
We were in Orem.
Oh, no. I mean when I started recording. Sorry.
Oh, sorry. You're right. Oh, I wonder if this is Lagoon. I bet this is Lagoon. Yep.
We're now arriving at Farmington Station. Please watch your step as you exit the train. We thank you for using Front Runner. Have a nice day.
How's that for a shopping center?
What's that?
There's Ross, Gorman's, Ulta, Marshall's. You might have liked that one.
Oh, yeah. Marshall's and TJ Maxx.
Okay.
So theoretically, you could almost take this thing
up north?
Yeah, from BYU all the way up to whatever that college in Ogden is.
Well, you get to the town anyway. It'll probably be a while away.
Yeah. It's always that.
Nothing's ever easy.
Nothing's ever... You know, it's always my luck.
Yeah.
Oh, would you know how to get to this? Oh, it's on the other side.
Uh-huh.
Oh, is that? It's on the other side.
Yeah.
By the other side, I mean way on the other side.
Well, it was easy when we were thought of. That's what they say.
Yeah, exactly. That's what they say.
Ladies and gentlemen, welcome aboard Frontrunner. Our next scheduled stop is Layton Station. Please keep your feet out the seat. You're always clear. Next stop, Layton Station.
Layton.
M&H.
M&H.
Layton,
Utah. apartment building down to the Sippo. A barn. Special barn. Yeah, by the way, right here. Way up on top of the hill, there's a station for something. I don't know if it's weather or... you see the flag?
The radar tower.
Oh. Thanks, sir.
They used to have buffalo over here on this hill until they put the station in.
That's
strange.
They
had to move them.
Well, I thought they had him over on Antelope Island.
We do, but there's a farmer here that had six of them.
Oh, okay.
He was just raising them.
So that made a difference? That doesn't make any sense.
Yeah, kind
of.
That's nice.
Hey, what kind of radar do
you have? And then all the... He kind of got rich on it because he sold some of his land to that development center back there.
Okay.
The Farmington Plaza. Yeah.
I thought that looked like a special farm, the red houses and stuff. Okay.
He made a little killing off of that. Sold his land for that.
Is that a weather radar tower, or what kind of...
I don't know what all it is. All I know is it's a radar tower.
Gotcha.
I could use it for the airport, too.
I know. It's a gated fence you can't to get up to it.
It's kind of on its own little plateau.
Yeah. It's the end of the road. You go up there, you have to turn around and let you know the password to get in.
Mm-hmm.
Something to do with the government.
Probably.
Have they found that people can live with it okay without getting, like, zapping around or microwave cancers and stuff?
No problem.
That's good to hear.
Been there for as long as I can remember.
You've been up here for quite a while?
Mm-hmm.
I'm actually from Scottsdale, Arizona.
I think it ties in with, because we got the Steel Air Force Base up
there,
too.
Well, and then there's the NSA down.
Oh, yeah. Uh-huh. Yeah.
Yeah,
them.
Air Force Base. You forget about that.
Them. Yeah, I'm actually from Scottsdale, Arizona.
Enjoying the mountains,
don't
you?
Yeah, definitely. Yeah. Enjoying grandma more. I told her I love her dearly, but you guys have some bad winters. You'd have to almost coerce me to come up here at that point. She goes all the way down there?
No, you. Buddy.
He said Betty.
Buddy. Brother.
I think he did Park City once. I think. Well, now that he's GM and it's going to be hard for him to buy a day.
Yeah.
A full day where there's absolutely nothing to do. You know? Let alone week to go skiing. By a day, like by a vowel, the Wheel of Fortune.
Ladies and gentlemen, we are now approaching Layton Station. Please look around your seat for any personal belongings, dispose of any trash and newspapers in the proper receptacles. If this is your stop, please prepare to exit the train.
A little bit further back. We need to prepare. When I was a kid, I always
We're now arriving at Layton Station. Please watch your step as you exit the train. We thank you for using Frontrunner. Have a nice day.
When I was a kid, I always thought that, like, sports players, train conductors, always would have some different voice that would, like, indicate that they were...
I am a train conductor. I will do this.
Then you hear them and they're just like, yeah, this is your Joe, your conductor. Yeah, okay. You want to get off, this is where you do it. You hear a baseball player and they're like, what's up, man? Huh? Yep. Huh? You don't sound like a baseball player. Whatever that means. What's even funnier than that is I used to think that if you played for a certain team, you were from there. So I would hear Brett Favre, and I would hear, oh, this is Brett Favre, Green Bay, Wisconsin, playing for the Packers. And there is Brett Favre, crazy spelling name, is from Mississippi. So like, okay, huh? How do you say that? And I didn't know. Kind of funny things looking back on it now.
Ladies and gentlemen, welcome aboard Frontrunner. Our next stop is Clearfield Station. Please keep your feet out to sea. Highway's clear. Next stop, Clearfield Station.
It used to be a real train station, and then it's kind of gone defunct.
So this one here?
Yeah.
Layton. It became a real good restaurant.
Did it?
Doug and Emma.
Okay.
Doug and Emma, you said?
Emma.
Doug and Emma.
Again,
they built that new overpass there, and they closed down the restaurant. And
there
was a
sister
and brother across the street,
and
they closed down.
It's a shame.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Makes you think this is a nice
Prog-
train, but...
Well, progress is fine. Well, the train had nothing to do with it.
No, the train, it was still... People would use the train parking space to go over and get lunch or something.
Yeah.
Oh, did they?
It was the overpass that made them close down.
Yeah. Just like
Anchorage. Can't get to it.
They tried to get the building moved, but since it's an historical building, they couldn't do it.
So do you work for the rail company, sir?
No.
You're just a passenger?
Just living around here and eating there a few times.
Oh, okay. We're just kind of toodling around at the moment.
They made scones.
Oh, yeah.
That were as big as dinner plates.
Oh, wow.
Hello.
For a buck and a half.
Woo. Hello. Good that place was, to come in winter, huh?
Their big brick
draw.
Thing. You go and have a scone and honey butter.
Wow. Yeah, yeah. I'm in.
That's the biggest trailer park I've seen in a long time.
What was your name, sir?